servicemen and women, come along to Melody Roundup. Today, Melody Roundup takes you down the trail to the old ranch house for a visit with America's great Western star, Roy Rogers.
When it's roundup time in Texas and the bloom is on the sage, then I long to be in Texas, back to riding on the range. Just the smell of bacon frying when it's sizzling in the pan. Hear the breakfast horn in the early morn, drinking coffee from a can. Just a riding, rocking, roping, pounding leather all day long. Just a swaying, sweating, swearing, listening to a cowhand song. How it beckons, and I reckon I would work for any wage to be free again, just to be again when the bloom is on the sage. Just the smell of bacon frying when it's sizzling in the pan. Hear the breakfast horn in the early morn, drinking coffee from a can. Just a riding, rocking, roping, pounding leather all day long. Just a swaying, sweating, swearing, listening to a cowhand song. How it beckons, and I reckon I would work for any wage to be free again, just to be again when the bloom is on the sage.
Well, howdy, folks. Well, here it is, time again for our little Western get-together. And although a cowpoke does sing and play a lot when he's alone, it's much more fun when you've got someone to sing and play, too. So as our special guest tonight, we've got a lot of Boy Scouts here at the ranch, and we're mighty glad you folks are here with us, too. So settle back and make yourselves comfortable, and let me welcome you all on behalf of Little Pat Friday, Bob Nolan and the Sons of the Pioneers, the Farr Brothers, and the band leader, Perry Botkin, and all the boys. A little later, besides the music, we've got a moving story about a 13-year-old boy and something he did in the early days of the West.
See them tumbling down.
You know, I've often thought that one reason this West of ours is so youthful and lusty is the fact that the West is still young. Just think, Arizona and New Mexico are 2 years younger than the Boy Scouts organization. Well, the yarn I have to spin for you tonight concerns Arizona and the Boy Scouts. And it starts back during a bitter cold February in 1912. 13-year-old Buck Andrews is riding with his father and Lee, the Chinese cook, into the county seat to witness the flag-raising ceremony tomorrow when their state, Arizona, is admitted to the Union. It's a cold, blustery day, and as they jog along, their horses' hoofs sound sharp as they ring against the hard, frozen ground.
Well, Buck, excited about seeing the stars and stripes raised over the courthouse? Buck, didn't you hear me?
Huh? What's that, Dad? Did you say something?
You sorry? Your father, he say, maybe so. You excited to see American flag put up on the courthouse?
Oh, sure. Gee... imagine, now Arizona is really a part of the United States. Ugh, cold, isn't it, Dad?
Yes, yeah, son, it is a little nippy. But is that why you've hardly opened your mouth ever since we left the ranch?
Well, no. I was just thinking, I guess.
Oh, you always do your thinking, moving your lips, Buck?
Oh, easy, fella. Was I really moving my lips, Dad?
You sorry? Ho, ho! Little mouth go chop, 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 chop. Like a windmill on windy day.
Gosh, I'm sorry. Guess maybe you think I'm daffy talking to myself, but... well, you see, Dad, remember I told you I wanted to become a Boy Scout?
Yeah. What's mumbling to yourself got to do with joining an organization like that? Uh-oh, part of the initiation?
Aw, gee. No, no, Dad. They haven't got any initiation or silly kid stuff like that. The Boy Scouts are swell. They make kids think and act like real men.
Well, they do, huh? How do you know all that?
Well, after reading about them in the Eastern paper, I sent them a letter. And they wrote back and told me that because there was no other kids around here who could form a troop with me, I could be a lone scout. That's a one-man troop.
Yo, but you no say why you making your mouth move, but in a word make it come out.
Oh, I've been studying the scout code, and I was just seeing if I know the scout oath.
Scout oath, huh? Well, do you know it?
I think so, Dad. Listen, it goes like this. On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country and to obey the scout law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. There. How does that sound, Dad?
Well, son, if you live up to that, you'll turn out to be a real American.
You bet. And they teach us lots of things. Useful things like signaling, first aid, swimming, and life-saving.
Hey, watch it, Buck. Watch it. Trail leads off the road here up this canyon. And the gravel's a little loose. All right, keep a tight rein on your pony.
Oh, I'm watching it, Dad. Oh, take it easy, boy. Now, like I was telling you about the
scouts.
Yes,
son?
Well, they got a scout law that's made up of 12... Hey, Dad!
Whoa, whoa.
Dad, be careful. Your horse is slipping. Dad, watch it.
Look out.
Gee, come on, Dad. This horse are both down. Dad, are you all right? Lee, look at his arm. It's broken.
I'm going to look see. Oh, Mr. Buck, you look at Father's face. He make it turn all white like his sand.
Yeah. Lee, you don't think that he's... No, his heart is still beating, but... Lee, you can hardly hear it.
Mr. Buck, what do you think? Mr. Andrew? You going to make me die?
Well, I don't know, Lee, but it's not just his arm. I think it's like something I was studying in the scout handbook. A thing called shock.
Shock? What shock?
It's brought about by a violent injury. It's serious, Lee. Awful serious.
Oh, too bad. What we do? Put Father on a horse and make it take him into a county seat to doctor?
No, that would be the worst thing for him. The thing to do was keep him here. Now, you get on your horse and ride elbows for leather and find a doctor.
But, Mr. Buck, what happened to you? Weather very cold. See, very cold. Maybe so you fleas.
Look, don't worry about me. Don't waste time. Get back on that horse and don't stop driving until you found a doctor.
Hold on.
Well, the cook hit the saddle and started streaking for the county seat 19 miles away. Meanwhile, little Buck, aching with fear, chilled and stung by the wind which cut like a bowie knife, stopped for a moment by his father's side and prayed he might remember what he'd learned from the scout handbook for the treatment of shock. He knew he had to do something. He could tell from the fearful pallor on his father's cheeks. And then suddenly it all started to come back. Struggling under the dead weight of his father's 210 pounds, Buck somehow managed to turn him over and lay him carefully on his back under the shelter of an overhanging rock. Then, rolling up his own little jacket, he put it under his father's feet to keep his head low. And then Lone Scout Buck Andrews went to work.
Dad, don't let anything happen to you out here.
No.
We've got to do something. If I could only remember what it says about...
No.
I know. He's got to be kept warm. That's it. But how am I going to keep him warm?
Well, 19 miles is a long trip on horseback, but when you add to that 19 miles the doctor had to ride back from the county seat, you can understand that it was dark by the time Buck, almost frozen himself by now, heard the welcome echo of a fast-driving horse into the narrow canyon.
Buck, is he? Well, is he all right?
He's conscious again, Doctor.
Yeah, Buck took good care of me, Doc.
Well, let's have a look-see. Good heavens.
What's the matter, Doctor? Is something wrong?
Wrong? Who did all this? Who bundled your father up in blankets and heated those stones to keep him warm?
Well, I did, but wasn't that all right?
Why, Buck, if you hadn't done that, your father wouldn't be alive now. Where did a youngster like you learn a thing like that?
Well, you see, well, I'm studying to be a Boy Scout.
A scout? Well, all I can say is, bless you, son. May there be a million more Boy Scouts like you, clear across the nation.
Yes, sir. The West is young. The men who built it were young. And they carried that spirit with them as they rode out toward the Great Divide or came down the Santa Fe Trail in their lumbering covered wagons. So it's these everyday heroes like Scout Buck Andrews that Bob Nolan and the Sons of the Pioneers are thinking about when they sing Westward Ho.
Roll, 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 roll me westward. Covered wagon, roll me westward, ho. Covered wagon, o'er the plains we go. Dry and dreary, weak and weary, roll me westward, ho. Reelin', rockin', rollin', covered wagon. Over the prairie we roam. Reelin', rockin', rollin', covered wagon. Over the prairie to home.
Besides all the things the country's doing officially to build our friendship with our cousins south of the Rio Grande, the Boy Scouts of America have pledged themselves to create a better understanding with the youngsters their own age in the Latin countries. So with a salute to the good neighbor policy and a firm handshake across the border, here are Bob Nolan and the Sons of the Pioneers and a favorite Mexican melody called Rancho Grande.
I am the Rancho Grande, allá donde vivía. Había una rancherita que le prometía, que le prometía. Me voy a hacer tus calzones como los tuyos del ranchero. De los comienzos de lana, de los acabo de cuero.
I love to roam out yonder, out where the buffalo wander. As the eagle flies, I'm roping and I'm tying, I'm roping and I'm tying. Give me my ranch and my cattle, far from the big city's rattle. Give me a big herd to battle, 'cause I just love wrestling cattle.
Ah! I am the Rancho Grande, I am no David Villa. Ah, 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 ah. Have you the Rancho Rita? Killing from Tennessee, killing from Tennessee.
Well, the party's about over, but Roy Rogers and the gang will be back soon for another Melody Roundup. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.